This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In Medora, North Dakota. One more hour in Medora. I'll be back. I'm not done. I want to do a show from the bully pulpit. I got to get out there on that beautiful golf course. So we'll be back. But this hour is our final hour for this week, anyway, of What's on Your Mind. We'll be live in Minot, next week at the North Dakota State Fair. Hope to see a bunch of you. I just saw a story about ag-related events like fairs are not getting the attendance that they normally are because of the drought, and that's certainly understandable. It goes back to our question of the day on what's top of mind for you right now. You're waking up today. What's the number one thing? What's the big story in your life in your day? And those answers continue to come in. One thoughtful listener just said, my big issue, government intrusion in our lives. Instead of we the people taking responsibility for our lives, we keep heading toward they, the government, need to take care of us. Take this whole health care debacle. The Senate should repeal Obamacare, then get out of the way and let the free market offer insurance products we, the people, want to buy to meet our family's needs. That's from Rebecca. I think Rebecca should be Secretary of Common Sense right now. She's in charge of gathering common sense opinions all across the USA and getting them to elected leaders, by golly. So appreciate that very much. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. I encourage you to check that out. Number one, when you flip the light switch on and the lights come on, what do you think? What's in your head that instant? It's probably like, well, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? Flip the switch, it's on and it's on. What if it wasn't? Then maybe you think about reliable energy. And not to mention, if you look at what you pay, and you're in North Dakota as an example, you have among the most affordable electricity rates in the country. That's not an accident either. That's because the majority of our electricity comes from lignite and coal. So let your elected leaders know you're paying attention. On this issue, go to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. As I mentioned, we have friends in Medora, and so when we come to Medora, we have to talk to friends, and they include really talented folks like Jared Mason, who was born in Bismarck, North Dakota, by golly. Not many folks were born in Bismarck become Broadway stars, but that's what is on his resume, along with many other things, including performing here in Medora through August, a one-man concert every afternoon, 1:30. So check it out. Jared Mason's with us on What's On Your Mind. How are you, Jared?
Great.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Yes. You enjoying another season in Medora?
Indeed I am.
You like this place, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
What is most magical about Medora for you?
The people. And number two, the landscape. Wind Canyon. It's one of my favorite places. I got baptized there in 2007. So, yeah, it's a very special place for me here.
So when you were on Broadway and you walk out, you didn't see much landscape like this, huh?
No, you can't see much beyond across the street.
Yeah, exactly right.
But it's good to get the variety of landscape.
Yeah, there you go. Was the Broadway thing like a pinnacle for you, something you always sought to do?
It's, you know what's funny about it? It might sound odd, but I never, ever had my sights set on Broadway. It's just a couple of shows came along that I was just right for, and so I did them. I took advantage of the opportunity.
What's it like? Is it what everybody says it is?
Well, I'm not sure what they all say, but...
Well, it's supposed to be the pinnacle, right? It's supposed to be the best. You've reached yeah. the top of the mountain.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather be here. You know, I'm still working on Broadway. It's Broadway Avenue right outside my little theater, Old Town Hall Theater.
Well, good point. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I prefer this Broadway. But no, it was an unbelievable experience. Met a lot of great people, performed with some of the most talented people in the world. And, I mean, nothing like just showing up and boogie-woogieing for an hour and 45 minutes every night for work. As the music director of the musical said, it beats working.
But it is work, right? I mean, that's I always think of that. I mean, you know, somebody listening right now that's you know, sweating like a mule and all, they said, no, this is work. But I'm saying it's not easy.
No, you know, not everybody is willing to practice several hours a day to get to that point, to that level of skill playing music. That's for sure.
So your routine is pretty rigorous practice and then a little break and then the actual show.
Yeah, over the years I've tried to get as much practicing in as possible. Of course, there are seasons, you know, you've got wife and three boys to raise and all kinds of other stuff going on. But it's funny, when I got married and had kids, that's when suddenly I thought I needed to practice more, you know, because that's a lot easier than going to take care of the diapers and things.
Hopefully your wife's not listening, so she doesn't know your secret.
Well,
yeah, we don't want to let that out. Tell us about the show here in Medora. What are you doing?
Just doing a little 50-minute show in the Old Town Hall Theater every day at 1:30. And doing a lot of favorites that people have enjoyed over the years. I've since I was a Burning Hill singer in the Medora musical in the 90s for six seasons, then I came back in 2007 to do it again as the music director. I've had a lot of years to develop a lot of good relationships, and people have actually gotten to know me over the years, and they've gotten to know a lot of the songs I do. And I became known as the yodeler here in the Medora musical. So I do some yodeling and I do some boogie-woogie piano playing, a la Jerry Lee Lewis from the Million Dollar Quartet on Broadway. And then I do some original music, which I'm pursuing right now in Nashville. So it's just a good variety of stuff. And it's kind of nice because I get to tell stories and just kind of act like I'm in my living room.
I believe we had you yodel right here on the program one year. I think Justin arranged that, so that was pretty a first. We love radio history. Whenever we can make radio history, and you did it, and you are a mighty talented yodeler, that's for sure. What's next? I understand you're living in Nashville now.
Yeah, that's right.
And what do you want to do?
You got a lot of irons in the fire in Nashville. Meeting a lot of people. I'm working on writing a musical right now with a friend of mine from Broadway show I did called Stomp for a few years. That's going to be the focus of 2018, is getting that musical up and running and see how many doors we can get slammed in our face, bringing that thing to the marketplace. And
That's the key, right? You have to get so many doors slammed in your face before somebody says yes.
Yeah.
That's the trick, right?
Usually that's how it works. But up until that point, I'm always working on original music, and I'm working on encouraging others, producing others, co-writing with other people. I got a Christmas tour coming up here with Bill Sorensen. We're going to be touring the Midwest, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana.
He told me that last night, and I cannot wait.
That was
wildly successful last year
in its
inaugural runs.
It's always a great time working with incredible people like Emily Walter. Bill Sorensen, of course.
He's amazing.
Job Christensen, another Broadway guy. And Roger Rettig, the pedal steel guitar player. No show would be the same without him. And, just incredible people. I always feel like, who's the weakest link in this group? Because I'm not seeing it. Is it me? You know? Just amazing.
That's so fun.
Looking forward to that.
Congrats on all your success. Thanks for making Medora home. In the summertime, it's great for folks to be able to see you. That show, 1:30 every afternoon, is a great jolt of entertainment. So, folks, take it in. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Jared Mason with us on What's On Your Mind. President Teddy Roosevelt has just walked in here, ladies and gentlemen. You never knew who you're going to run into in Medora.
Holy.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, Jared Mason is the Caruso of our time.
Isn't that something? Amazing. Good to see you, sir.
Holy.
Yes. Have you been listening to the program?
I have. I've always enjoyed the program, though, Mr. Hennon, I must admit to a bit of frustration, if I may.
Of course.
If we have time. I listened to the gentleman from one of the agencies of the federal government. He said the announcement on the emergency situation for harvesting in the CRP, that it was ill-timed. It came out on Thursday, right before Friday. And I heard in his voice, and I apologize if my inference is incorrect, that it's ill-timed because the offices will be closed on Saturday. I'm curious. is if your farmers call for an emergency, want to process their paperwork, get into the fields this weekend, will they be delayed because we're just not properly staffed in this emergency, that there's a reason why amongst the personnel we can't platoon and even give a man or a woman an opportunity to have the choice to work on Sunday if they wish to help their fellow citizen? So, again, if I'm wrong in my inference, but I've been around for 159 years, I'm curious.
Well, I didn't catch that, but I think that's a good catch.
I think it's a good question to be asked.
Yeah, I think it's a really good catch. I didn't mention to him that I did see a Facebook post of a woman in the Facebook group Bismarck People Reporting News that there had been a lot of frustrations over things that were, you know, were announced, but then weren't, you know, when the growers would go to the FSA, they'd say, no, you can't do that, and so they called Congressman Kramer's office and said that he actually called the office himself once the complaint was waged and said, fix this. I mean, they need that kind of determination to say, whatever it takes, you know, and I'm not going to put down my time for Saturday, but I'll be here. Or
when a man is responsible for voting on your annual appropriations, I think you jump to the request of the phone call a little bit quicker than you might otherwise do. And yet, that's not necessarily the right way to do things.
There is someone on the phone here by the name of Quentin. So we're going to go to a break and see what this is. Quentin Roosevelt.
Quentin, it comes from the fifth.
Yeah, so there's a connection here, I'm guessing.
And I look forward to your listeners hearing it.
Okay, coming up next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
We got a special guest at the Cook Fest. here in Medora yesterday. Teddy Roosevelt was there. It was very nice of you.
That was delightful. I followed the scent of the brisket on the wind.
And there were a lot of people enjoying, and a lot of those kids wanted pictures with Teddy, too.
My goodness, especially some, I was wearing my white Panama suit I famously wore in the Calabra Cut in that wonderful Bucyrus steam shovel. And there were children with Cheetos residue all over their fingers. I came away from the battle unscathed, Mr. Hennon.
And, of course, if you have any ideas on where Cookfest Food should be next year, get them to us. Ron Ness of North Dakota Petroleum Council said, hey, Love to hear some ideas on where it ought to be. But Medora was perfect. West Hope was a lot of fun. It's been a great week. To find out more about this great industry and the amazing innovations, driving progress for generations, creating jobs and careers for generations, folks that want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. energyofnorthdakota.com. So on the line is Quentin Roosevelt. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's your son.
That's right. Good morning, Quentin.
He's calling in here on the Newsmaker line, and quite a historical bit of the radio we're going to do right here on What's on Your Mind. Quentin, are you there?
I am, sir. How are you?
Delightful. Ladies and gentlemen, making his international radio debut, the youngest of the Lions Cubs, Quentin Roosevelt.
Wow.
Delighted, everyone. Delighted.
Yeah. Now, you were part of what they called the White House gang, I think, Quentin, as I remember, that were, in the White House. Did you perform any hijinks while you were there in the White House?
Oh, too many to count. Often we would cause mischief to the grief of my mother, but she often called my father the seventh and naughtiest Roosevelt child. So he would often be part of that mischief.
Not you, Teddy. Not you. Not a chance. You were part of the mischief? I can't believe that.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think any president ever enjoyed himself as president in the White House more than I did. Certainly no family and no group of children enjoyed themselves more than the Roosevelt children. Quentin, share an example, perhaps, of how we might spend a children's hour.
4 o'clock was children's hour, and you would leave a Russian prince at that time, and you would go about chasing us through the White House as a bear, or in a pillow fight, sending goose feathers to the ceiling. The president turned bear was often the most spirited hitter in these games.
We made the goose down fly, didn't we, Quentin?
Oh, yes, we did. It looked like an international alarm signal coming from the White House.
And if I may, Mr. Hennon, the reason Quentin is not with us this morning, as many of the young people do in the summer, young men and women of his age, he's attending a wedding of one of his compatriots in Minot, North Dakota. We know that's home to Roosevelt Park and Roosevelt Zoo and the wonderful A. for Mr. Proctor statue, and more importantly, the memorial to the Medal of Honor recipients from the state of North Dakota. You haven't made a trip to North Dakota unless you visit Minot, which, sir, is named for my old Harvard classmate, Henry Minot. His father withdrew him from Harvard, for he thought Harvard was ruining his morals. There are perhaps more fathers that should be withdrawing their sons from Harvard.
I have a daughter going to Yale, so next year. Don't scare me anymore.
So Henry became an officer on Mr. Hill's Great Northern Railroad, and when the railroad came to the mouse, the sewers, no one lived nearby. The more senior vice presidents thought they'd have some fun at the expense of this junior vice president with half of Harvard education and the mind to match, and they named the village Minot. The first thing I ever published was not the Naval History of the War of 1812. It was a pamphlet on the summer birds of Franklin County, New York. My co-author for paddling about Saranac Lake with me for 2 summers was Henry Minot.
Wow.
How about that?
That's something.
Right.
I wonder how many North Dakotans know one-tenth of that story, let alone folks from Minot themselves.
Well, if they come to the TR Salute every day here at the Old Town Theater, every day but Monday, 3:30 Mountain Time, they're just likely to hear the story of Minot, or how I told the people of Fargo in 1910 that I would have never been president but for my experiences in North Dakota. And between now and July 30th, and perhaps for some additional dates that by demand will be added in August, they will see Quentin Roosevelt. Quentin, just share briefly what you did 100 years ago, the call to duty and service that you answered.
Well, I enrolled in Harvard in 1915, While I was, but when the United States entered into the war, I felt it was time to, for me to also join the fight, in which I joined the 95th Aero Squadron, and I, on Bastille Day, July 14th, 1918, I gave my life for the cause in the Great War.
He tells it at further length, of course, this morning. What we'd like to know is the people of North Dakota and all of our audience, how we thank our active duty and our veterans, and how each and every day in Medora we have no hesitation whatsoever to give thanks and to keep in our prayers those who serve, and give thanks for those who served and made the ultimate sacrifice, all too often, I think, forgotten in the busyness of our coming and going.
No kidding. That is for sure, and of course, quite that all ultimately went on to give you a great deal of heartache.
Right? Oh, my goodness. The boys gave me a great deal of consternation, especially when they would create some incident like being chased down Massachusetts Avenue by a police officer, in which case Quentin and his friends jumped through the gates of the British Embassy, turned about, and said, "You cannot come in here. I'm on sovereign British soil." Well, it didn't create an international incident, but it made for a little bit of copy with the local paper.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Well, Quentin, travel safely, and look forward to having you back with Pops here at the in Medora for the rest of July and hopefully into August as well.
It's so good to hear you on the radio. Of course, Cousin Franklin was the master of the fireside chat, but give Quentin and I a chance to do some radio. We hope to come back together sometime, Mr. Hennon.
I love it. Thank you, Quentin. Appreciate it very much.
Yes. If we'd had radio, we'd have had five terms.
Oh, I love that. Great
line. Off the old block right there.
I never miss an opportunity to talk a little bit about, you know, the current political scene. What's Teddy Roosevelt think of Donald Trump?
Well, my first assessment of the individual has been confirmed a bit, and the man's quite a bit of a loose cannon. I think that's an understatement. And you understand that a loose cannon is actually something that is to be feared when it's on your own ship, even when it's on your ally's ship. Mr. Hennon, I'll be straightforward with you. Of the Republican candidates, he was the least of my choices. He became the Republican nominee. The choice was between Mr. Trump and Senator Clinton. Each person's vote, I think, is taken in their own confidence. I'll share with you that I never voted for a nominee of the Democracy. I broke from the Republican Party when the nomination was stolen in 1912, but in 1916 I endorsed the Republican candidate, Charles Evans Hughes. I didn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. However, the appointments that the president has made now that he's been elected, everything from Secretary of State Tillerson to Secretary of Defense Maddox, Secretary of the Interior Zinke, the first member of the cabinet from the state of Montana, I've got great faith in the men and the women of this country and in our three-part, co-equal constitutional government. Congress has a role, and they must step up and play that role. When something needs to be done, the best thing to be done is the right thing. The next best thing to be done is the wrong thing. The worst thing to do is nothing. It's time for Congress to get about doing something.
No kidding.
Bully.
Get to work, get her done. Bully is right. And that Supreme Court justice wasn't a bad pick either, huh?
It was a good pick.
Why, dandy. Good to see you, sir.
Bully, all the best to all the listeners of What's On Your Mind, the best radio program in North Dakota.
God bless you.
That's a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to another in our series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, was asked what he would tell pipeline opponents about this project.
The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it is a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipelines go in the ground. And to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is, the fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was, 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed, is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period.
That's the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Keep listening for more right here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Walk away and chat with Joe for a little while there. Just got back. How about that? Welcome, folks, to What's on Your Mind. We are in Medora today and loving hearing from you. 800-228-0550. A bunch of texts on the big story, on the big thing, on the thing most important to you. And we'll run through a few more of those before the end of the program today, so stay tuned for that coming up. Danny and Medora had a question about the Cookfest, or a comment, I guess, yesterday's Cookfest for the North Dakota Petroleum Council that we had so much fun with. Go ahead, Danny, what's on your mind?
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful. It was wonderful. Everything was great. I think it should be held in West Fargo at Bonanzaville next year. There are so many people on the east side that really need to get schooled up on what's going on out here. And I think it would be good for all these guys out here to go check out Fargo. Fargo's a great place.
It's not a bad idea at all. Not a bad idea. And you're right. Bonanzaville would give it that kind of historic flavor as well.
Absolutely. We could probably even get a little bit more of an oil display in there. I think they're lacking in that department.
Yeah, they do have things from different communities all across the country. I don't know exactly what they would have in the way of oil, but it's a good idea. They're looking for ideas. But Ron Ness yesterday said, hey, well, where should it go next? They start thinking about that right now. So, and I do agree with you. I think eastern North Dakota could use a little more grasp of, the economic promise, even if it isn't, specifically about oil, but just all the opportunities that are out there. So, good call. Good idea.
I just don't think the east side is aware of all the opportunities. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and North Dakota's small enough that, what happens in Watford City is as important to West Fargo as anything. So, it would be in the west, just West Fargo. But good idea. I like that suggestion. Appreciate that, and welcome others as well on the program. Today, we are joined by Mike Shosey. Mike is the Associate State Director of Advocacy for AARP, a couple of days away, some new legislation will go into effect that were passed in the last legislative session related to elder care. So we talked about them as they were being, you know, as the sausage was being made, as we say, as part of the legislation during the session. But now that they're law, wanted to make sure you were aware of this and able to be up to speed on what's happening. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, and nice to have you back on the program today. What's different August 1? What do you want people most to know about?
Well, there's plenty that's different, but the ones that we kind of want to focus on today are the bills that deal with financial exploitation of vulnerable adults. And we had three bills that made their way through the state legislature during the session. All three of them passed easily. I think there were a combined like eight no votes between the House and the Senate all the way through. So we really like those easy lifts, easy ones to get past. There are a lot of people on board on all ends of them. And so, I don't know, you want me to take like a minute or so to just kind of summarize the three bills? We won't go into a ton of detail, but then there's probably some interesting things to talk about in terms of financial exploitation overall in the state.
Yeah, it's one of these things that, you think of the idea of someone financially exploiting someone who's vulnerable, and you just think, can you get much lower? But it happens, and obviously, obviously, the laws continually need tweaking on this when things come up, and I'm glad it's there. And then many times in these cases, you wonder what's going on there, and that's why I think getting the word out about this new law will help people to say, okay, that is against the law, and here's what I need to do about it.
Okay, so get this. The last estimated number of annual loss to victims that I found, $2.9 billion nationwide. And that's just like the financial estimate. You think about what it does in terms of emotional and costs and well-being and what happens as a result, you know, like the loss in interest of the money that they had in savings. Like one in 10 of them end up turning to Medicaid as a result of losing the money. And so that $2.9 billion is just kind of scratches the surface of all the things that can be lost to this, terrible crime.
Yeah, no kidding. And do you know what's most common on how those dollars are stolen?
There's a great common scams list on the Attorney General's website, the North Dakota Attorney General's website. And the ones that are getting a lot of attention right now are the IRS scams. So someone will call and say, I'm from the IRS, you owe some money, send it here. The other one that focuses, you know, the population that we focus on is this grandparent scam. It's gotten a little bit of attention nationwide, where someone will call and pretend to be a grandchild. And say, oh, we're in an emergency situation. We need to have you send some money, whether they say he's in jail or they say they're in an emergency room or something like that. And they're getting so good now, they'll even have other people jump on the phone and pretend they're like a law enforcement officer. So, they get more and more creative. And as technology expands and grows and gets easier to use and more and more people have access to technology, especially in that older population, they're easier to seek out and find. But I really want to be careful, and this is a big point, and I think it kind of ties to the laws that have been passed in North Dakota. We focus a lot on the scams. It's easy to think of a bad person miles and miles and countries away doing this to us. But a huge percentage, and I've seen statistics ranging from about half to about 80 to 90% of the financial exploitation comes from people we know, Scott. So we have to be really careful with powers of attorney and very careful with caregivers and be very careful with GULP, I mean, kids. So people that are close to us are as likely to scam us as somebody else, and that's kind of scary.
Well, that's where I hope this message is heard the most among people, that think you know, however they're justifying it and doing it, knowing that these penalties have been strengthened. Walk us through the legislation. The best part of this basically is to say, okay, we know this stuff happens, but it's going to be a bigger penalty if you're caught doing this, right?
Yep. So one of them attacks the criminal penalties right away. One of the bills that was passed, and there were three, and it basically just adds some language, and the term is undue influence. And undue influence means someone who's in a position of trust who takes advantage of someone else. So that's added to the criminal penalty. It makes it a little easier to prosecute someone. The second bill was supported by the Securities Department of North Dakota. And what it does is it adds language that allows security advisors and financial advisors, when they suspect financial exploitation, to alert people of it. And it allows them to put a 15-day hold on transactions that are deemed to be suspicious, so they can go back and help people look through it and say, hey, are you sure this is okay? You sure you want this to happen? This is what can happen as a result. And then the third one is adding civil penalties, so people have a right to sue and get money that they've lost back if they can find who perpetrated. And, you know, civil penalties are a little easier to prove than the criminal ones sometimes in court. So those are the three bills that passed the legislature that go into effect on August 1st that should help a little bit, even in terms of deterrence in the financial exploitation world.
And what advice do you have for people that might, you know, be concerned, right? They're hearing about something that's going on, as you say, a power of attorney situation where they're wondering if the best interest of the elder is in mind here, or maybe they hear about a call that came and are you sure you want to be doing that? What should people do to communicate their concerns or to take those to other people?
I have a few things, but the biggest thing is ask questions. And just make sure, ask, double ask, triple ask, and make sure everything's on the up and up before you sign anything. And if something sounds too good to be true, you know, you've heard this 1,000 times, it probably is. And there are increasing resources out there if you have something going on that you think is fishy. You know, one, ask a friend, you know, a colleague, a kid, you know, a parent, you know, somebody, ask somebody else you know and trust if they think it's a good idea. But then, you know, the consumer division at the Attorney General's office is great and now has some resources. And even at AARP, we have some tremendous resources. We have what we call our Fraud Watch Network. And so it's just www.fraudwatchnetwork.com. On there, there's a hotline number. People will give you advice and tips, and they kind of watch out for those sorts of things. Coming up, we're so aware of this in North Dakota, we have what we call lunch and learns. And in September, we're going to have fraud watch seminars. We're calling Operation Stop Scams in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. So even the state office here is a good resource, and you can find us at the AARP.org/ND. And so we can get you in touch with all sorts of help. We even have Fraud Watch presenters. They're volunteers across the state. Last year, I think we put on about 40 of them just to help people become more aware. They go into senior centers and other small town communities, people that need to know and want to know a little bit more about it. So it's pretty cool, all the resources that are out there.
Well, folks, this is great. Mike, thanks so much for the information, and I hope it again motivates some people to pay a little closer attention to that, but also know that those laws have been changed coming up as of August 1. The State Director, Associate State Director of Advocacy for North Dakota and the AARP, Mike Shosi, today. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the time.
And, of course, AARP does a lot of work important to North Dakotans, no matter your age, and stronger communities, helpful resources, dedicated team of volunteers, helping to make our state a great state and an even better place to live, work, and play. You can take a look at what else they're doing in North Dakota at aarp.org/nd. That's where you can get a little more information on this and other things as well. And helping caregivers across the state, providing them with resources and tips from fellow caregivers in similar situations. The predatory scams, preventing those, as we're talking about, making the roads safer for drivers. Engaging with community volunteers to help bring our big state a little closer together. A lot of great things going on at the AARP, and we appreciate their time today on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a big month of InterOffice Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at InterOffice. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at NeoCon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Aerons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk in credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to InterOffice Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long. And don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, InterOfficeFargo.com, or call 232-3013.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. We love clients that have been around over 100 years, and they have at H.A. Thompson & Sons. 1908, as a matter of fact, was their 100th year celebration. Been at this a long time. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, and they're doing that all over the Northern Plains. Right now, as a Link service contractor, they can give you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. So if you're a building or a business owner in the region, call them. Check their website. Right now, about 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, they're doing all the maintenance, and it's a great bottom-line comfort. H-A-T and Sons. .com for all the details. Let's get to a couple of calls that have been waiting a while here to weigh in on the news of the day. And I have another Cookfest suggestion as well on where Cookfest ought to go by text, and some more contributions to our question on what's the big story for you today now. Robert and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Yes, well, off the subject a little bit, but we ought to have the Cookfest in Kildare. It's the second most beautiful place in the state, but my comment today is on Heidi Heitkamp, and my comment would be best by telling you about a young Indian boy. This Indian boy hiked to the top of Kildare Mountain, and as he was walking across the rocky ridge, looking down into the beautiful Kildare Valley, he ran across a snake, and the snake said, "Please take me down the valley into the lush ground where the grass is tall." And the Indian boy said, "No, I was taught not to touch snakes. Snakes will bite you. Stay away from them." And the snake said, "No, I'm not like all the other snakes. I'm a good snake. I care about humans." And the young Indian boy says, "No, I can't pick you up." And this conversation went on for some time. And finally, the young Indian boy, with the snake's flattery words, decided that this was a nice snake. So he picked up the snake, and as they made the journey down the valley, he listened to the flattery words of the snake, and he decided that this snake is a good snake. It's not like all the other snakes that are out there. And he brought him to the lush valley, and he just started to put the snake down, and the snake bit him. And he said, "You promised not to bite me." And the snake said, "You knew what I was when you picked me up." And so as we think about voting for Heidi Heitkamp, we need to remember that her words are flattery. They sound wonderful, but look at the actions. Because if you look at the actions, you will know that you will get bit if you reelect her again. And that's my comment today, and I'm hoping that maybe that clears up, because I've listened to her. Her words sound wonderful, but we keep getting bit every time it's important.
Robert, thanks for the call. And just so you know, Kildare was the site of the very first Cookfest. I did not know that, but I have it from a very good authority. That's where it was first and foremost. So Texter says, "I think we need to utilize the Missouri Valley Fairgrounds in Bismarck. When I was a kid, we had all events there all the time. I say bring the Cookfest there." So we have West Fargo's Bonanzaville. As a suggestion, we have at least one Medora a year from another, and so West Fargo, Bismarck, and a Kildare. So keep those coming, and love the suggestions. Ryan, in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, hey, I was talking to my dad. This is just an idea that he put into my head, you know, things concerning or whatever. He was talking about the whole Obamacare thing and the Republican, and the point that he brought up to me that I hadn't really thought about is maybe the Republicans don't want to pass anything right now. It's on the Democrats. You know, the way that it's imploding and failing right now, this is on the Democrats. And if you watch, you know, Chuck Schumer's response when Trump said, you know, "Oh, well, we can't pass anything, let it fail," you know, he's calling Trump, you know, reckless and all this other stuff. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting point. You know, if the Republicans did pass something and it didn't work out, then all of a sudden the Democrats go, see, it's your guys' fault that it didn't work, you know?
Well, my only concern about that approach is Republicans have the White House, the House, and the Senate now, all right? So
right.
While the Democrats passed it, and they do own the current policy, which is terrible, if it's not
right.
fixed by the people who voted to repeal it when they were in a minority or didn't have the president to sign the bill, and now don't do it. I don't know. I think people say, hey, that's why I voted Republican. Fix it. I think the mess of Obamacare is one of the reasons Trump won. And I agree.
So I don't know.
You never know if that's what that, I mean. Trump has kind of said a version of that. He said, fine, they're going to own it then, and then he's come back that we can't do that because people are hurting. So it's going to be a real gut check time here. No doubt about it.
I think something has to be done, you know, before the 2018 election for sure, though. By the Republican.
Amen. Appreciate the call, Ryan. Again, I think we're all a little just fed up. And a lot of you have sent some great suggestions in. Tell you what, I'll carry this over till Monday. How about that? The question was simply, what's your big story? What's your number one issue? Okay? What's the most important thing? You know, we had the one fellow call from Baxter, Minnesota, that's working in the oil industry right now, gets up every day, said, well, price of oil determines whether I have a job or not eventually. You know, we got to get that price of oil up. Whatever it is, let us know, and I'm going to personally deliver a free MyPillow to you, our lucky winner. So keep those suggestions coming. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Personally delivering to you at the fair next week, hopefully. But if you're not at the fair, I'll figure out another way to get it to you. But we'll be live at the State Fair Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday we'll be at UND and our guest, President Mark Kennedy, for an update there on what's happening. Stay tuned, folks. What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.